إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Last halqa, we talked about the inheritance of the grandmother, and we said, the author said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave 1/6 to the grandmother. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ دُونَهَا أُمٌّ If there is no mother that is a direct mother, if there isn't a direct mother before her. This hadith, a lot of scholars, they use it as evidence. However, some scholars, like Sheikh Al-Albani and some others, are of the opinion that the hadith is not authentic. However, the inheritance of the grandmother is 1/6. And we said, according to most scholars, she cannot inherit more than 1/6. Unlike the mother that can inherit 1/3 in the absence of a child. Likewise, in the absence of 2 or more siblings. How this is clear? So majority of the scholars are of the opinion that the grandmother cannot inherit more than 1/6. Whether there are no siblings, whether there are no children, whether there is a child or a sibling or 2 siblings, that the grandmother cannot inherit more than 1/6. This is what the majority of the scholars are upon. And the argument is based on hadith such as this, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention of 1/6. However, Ibn Hazm has contained his book Al-Muhalla, and some other scholars have the opinion that the grandmother is like the mother. That is, she is taking the place of the mother in her absence. So if the mother can inherit 1/3 in a situation, definitely the grandmother can also inherit 1/3 in such a situation, as long as the mother, that is a direct mother, is not alive. How this is clear? For Allah A'lam, what the majority are upon is what is in practice. So contrary to the view of Ibn Hazm. So, and the position of Ibn Hazmi, the argument is based on that the grandmother is a mother. This is a very strong argument. However, the practice is what the majority of the scholars are upon. We also mentioned that if you have two grandmothers, one from the father's side and the other from the mother's side. Because when we talk about grandmothers, a grandmother may be from the father. Take for instance, my father, his own mother is my grandmother. My mother, her own mother, is also my grandmother. So this is a grandmother from the father's side, and this is also a grandmother from the mother's side. So we said that the grandmother is to inherit 1/6, is to inherit 1/6 in the absence of the mother. So let's assume somebody dies and he lives among the heirs, those who inherit him. He leaves behind a grandmother from the father's side and a grandmother from the mother's side. How are they going to share it? Who inherits and who will not inherit? We said what most scholars are upon is that they will share it into two, because both of them are eligible to inherit, in that they are on the same level. This is a grandmother, this is also a grandmother, and there is just one person between them and the deceased. This one is a father, which is the son between her and the deceased. This one that is a person, which is the mother, between her and the deceased. So both of them, they are on equal level. But one is from the father's side, the other one is from the mother's side. So the jia, the side is different. The sides are different. Why? The level is what? The level is the same. So for this reason, most scholars are of the opinion that they are going to share H. They are going to share the 1/6. However, let's say we have a mother, a grandmother, maybe in the third level, so to say, or the second. The mother of a mother of a mother. Ummi al-Umm. Or we have Ummu al-Umm. Ummi al-Umm. We have this. And we have Ummu Abi al Ummul-Ab. Ummul-Ab is the mother of the father, Abi. So we have this. We have Ummi al-Umm. Which one is, one is the mother's side, Abi? While the other is what? The father's side. Which one is closer to the deceased? Which one? The father's side is closer, because it's just one grandmother. But in the case of the mother's side, now we are having two grandmothers, Ummi al-Umm. So we are having two grandmothers in it. So it is the last one that is existing. The last one. that is what the, that is existing. The mother is no more existing. The mother of the mother is no more existing. It is the mother of the mother that is what? The mother of the mother that is existing. So meaning the mother of the father is closer than the mother of the mother of the mother. Obviously, it's clear. So are they going to do it? According to the majority of the scholars, it said the closer will be the one to take it. Though this one is the mother of the mother of the mother, but the mother of the father is closer to the deceased than the mother of the mother of the mother. All this is clear. So majority of the scholars. However, some scholars like the Shafi'i and likewise the Maliki are of the opinion that they are going to share it too. Because when we look at it, the mother of the mother is the one that is actually representing the mother, unlike the mother of the father. So for us to not throw away the mother side completely, so this will not be okay. So in this case, we should not consider the closeness. Should not be only considered. We should also consider the closeness in that word. This one really stands for the mother. So that's why they are of the opinion that it should be divided or shared between both of them. The majority of the scholars are of the opinion that no, it is the one that is closer in terms of what? The daraja. In terms of the daraja, in terms of the step, so to say, that is going to take it. So this is another thing that we mentioned somehow last week. But Wallahu A'lam, what most scholars are upon is what is occasional, that the one that is closer in daraja. So also because the mother is like the one representing the mother, so as long as what it is called mother, it is mother. Now we have some scholars who are of the opinion that the one that can inherit is only the mother side. Is mother side. That is only one grandmother can inherit, and that is the grandmother from the mother side. So that's a view like that. Some say two grandmothers, the one from the father side can also inherit. Some say three, some say four. That is looking at the grandmother from different angles. Some said any grandmother. But what most scholars are upon, Wallahu A'lam, is let's say about three or so grandmothers can inherit. So three or so grandmothers can inherit. So this is another area. Then we talked about okay. Now, we also talked about the father, that the father will inherit 1/6 as well. That is when is the father inheriting 1/6? When the deceased has a child, whether male or female, the father is inheriting 1/6. For amr al-ab al-sulus la yazidu alayhi mal awlad al-dhukur, and this 1/6 could not will not exhibit if we have male children. Wala usudusu mal inas, they will inherit 1/6 if there are female children. Find back here about the fabrihin shayun, if there is anything left after their own share. Akadahu, he will take it ta'asiban, ta'asib makadalik al judge. The same thing can be said of the grandfather. When we say the grandfather here, we are talking about the father of the father, not the father of the mother. The father of the mother will not inherit as such, because the father of the mother is connected to the deceased through a lady. And we have said that anybody that is connected to the deceased through a lady will not inherit, except the maternal sibling, except the maternal siblings, and except whom? Except the grandmother. The mother of the mother will inherit, despite the fact that she is connected to the deceased through her daughter, who is the mother of the deceased. So the grandfather here is the father of the father. Wala usud sumal ina faibaki abada fardi na shayun akadahu ta'asiban wa kadhalika judge. The same thing can be said of the grandfather. The grandfather will inherit 1/6. And if there are no children, no female, no male children, he will take what is left. وَأَنَّهُمَا يَرِثَانِ تَعْصِيبًا بَعْدَمِ الْأَوْلَادِ مُطْلَقًا. And if there are no children at all, the grandfather and the father, if they are the one available, if it is the father that is available, he takes everything. And if it is the grandfather that is available, he takes everything. Don't forget, we have a principle. Any person that is connected to a deceased will not, through a person, will not inherit if that person is what? Is alive. So the grandfather will not inherit because of the presence of the father. Likewise, the siblings will not inherit because of the presence of the father. How do you explain? So we talked about this. وكذلك جميع الذكور غير الزوج غير الزوج والأخ من الأم عصبات. He said all the dhukur, all the males, all males are what? Are asabat. They are people that will take everything, or people that will take what is left after the shareholders, or the shareholders have taken their shares. After shareholders have taken what? Their shares. All the dhukur, they are what? Asabat. غير الزوج except the husband والأخ من الأم and the maternal brother exactly. So it's a principle. If you look at all the males that are said to inherit, they are asobats. The son is asobat. The son will take what is left. And if there are, he has sisters, the sisters will be what? They will be asabatun bil ghayr. Because of him, they become asabatun. Asabatun bil ghayr. They become asabat. So they, he and she, or day, we watch, we share it in Zakat Mislan al Husayn. The father is also what? Asaba bin Nafs. He's going to take what is left after everybody has taken theirs. And if he's the only one that is available, he takes everything. Is that clear? Then the al-ikhwa al-akh al-shakik al-ikhwa al-ashiqa, the full brothers, they are asabatun bin nas. They are going to take whatever is left after the share owners have taken theirs. And if they are the only ones available, they take everything. And if there are their sisters are with them, their sisters will also be asaba bil ghayr. Is that clear? If you look at the paternal brothers, al-ikhwa li-ab, or al-akh li-ab, a paternal brother is also asabatun bin nafs. He will be the one to take what is left. And if there is nobody, he will be the one to take everything. Our sisters will join her to be what? Asabatun bil ghayr. So, who are the ones left? Likewise, Al-Am, the paternal uncle, is also Asaba. The paternal uncle is Asaba. Are you with me? The paternal uncle is Asaba. Bin Nafs, he will take everything if he is the only one available. And if there are other people that will inherit, and there's something left, you really want to take what is left. Al-Am, the uncle. So the Al-Am Shaqiq, Al-Am the Ab, the full uncle, the full paternal uncle, or the half, the paternal uncle. Are you with me? So, likewise, the children, the sons of the brothers, the son of the brothers, they are also asabat. The son of the paternal brothers, the son of the full brothers. Likewise, the grandsons, they are all what? Asabat. Are you with me? As for the full brother, you said their own sons are also asaba. Likewise, the paternal brothers, their sons are. Likewise, the paternal uncles, their sons are asaba. What about their daughters? Their daughters, are they going to inherit? Their daughters are not going to inherit. You know, not issue of asaba now. The daughter of the uncle does not inherit. The daughter of the uncle cannot join the son of the uncle to inherit. Likewise, the daughter of the brother cannot join the son of the brother to inherit. But look at the son of the deceased. Now, the son of the deceased, the daughter of the deceased will join to inherit. Ordinarily, the daughter of the deceased has what? Her own share. In fact, the presence of the brother is going to affect her by reducing her what? Her share or their share. But when we talk about the uncle, the son of the uncle, the brother, the son of the brother, so they are asabat. What about the daughter of the brother? The daughter of the uncle, means they are not, they are means that will have harm. They don't inherit. They don't what? Inherit. If their brother, or a brother, he is taking the place of his father, she won't come and say, you are my brother, let's inherit together. They are what? They are distanced from inheritance.
Even if they are not married.
Yes, they are not coming to replace the It is only the son of the uncle, the son of the brother that can watch, take the position of the uncle or the position of the brother. Are you with me? Not their daughters. Their daughters are not among the heirs. But the daughter of the deceased is among the heirs originally. So she can't be dropped. She cannot be dropped. Rather than being dropped, it will be reduced. So she will become asobatun bil ghayr. So what we are trying to say here is that the dukur, all the males that are supposed to inherit, that are supposed to what? Inherit. They are all asobat, except al-ikhwa li'um. Except al-ikhwa li'um. The brothers, the maternal brothers. Except the ikhwa li'um, the maternal brothers. And al-zawj, the husband. The husband cannot take what? Everything. You see that he's taking one fourth or the husband, not the wife. The husband is either taking what? Half or 1/4. Half when there is no child. 1/4 when the woman has a child. Is that clear? What, can the husband take everything that is left? No. It's not among the asobas. Likewise, the maternal brother. Somebody dies and he has a brother from his mother. That brother can only inherit 1/6. Eh? One what? 1/6. On condition that the deceased does not have a child. On condition that what? The deceased does not have a child. On condition that the father is not alive. If the father is alive, the father blocks him. If the deceased has a child, male or female, is also prevented. Are you with me? Is it clear or not clear? The maternal brother is not like the full brother or the paternal brother. It's not like the full brother and the paternal brother. Now, the paternal brother and the full brother are also prevented by the father of the deceased. The father of the deceased prevents all the brothers, all the siblings, prevent them. Likewise, the presence of a male child of the deceased prevents all the siblings. But if the deceased has a female child, the female child cannot prevent the paternal and the full brother. She can only prevent the maternal brother. Are you with me? You see the difference now. She can only prevent the maternal brother. Is it clear? So the Sheikh says all the men are asobat. All the men are asobat, with the exception of the zawj and the maternal brother. Are you with me? So Wahum, he wants to mention that al-ikhwa al-ashiqqa, al-ikhwa al-ashiqqa, the full brothers, that is from the same mother and the same father with the deceased. Awli abi, or the paternal brothers, they share the same father but not the same mother. Wa abna'uhum, and their sons, and their what? Their sons. And their sons. Their sons are also what? Asabat. Just like the father are Asabat. Wal a'mam al ashiqa, the full uncles. The full uncle. My uncle now is what? The brother of my father. Somebody may be a brother to my father from the same mother and the same father, and he may be what? A brother to my father just from the father, not the mother. He will be my what? Uncle. What? My paternal uncle. Are you with me? Either full uncle or paternal uncle. Wabna'uhum, and their sons. A'amamu al-mayyit, the uncles of the deceased. Wa'amamu abi, and the uncles of his father. Wajaddihi, and his grandfather. Wa in ala, even if it is what? Hi. What the person is what? Is an uncle, either full uncle or paternal uncle. Either the uncle of the deceased, or the uncle of his father, or the uncle of his what? Grandfather, their uncle. And they are all connected to the deceased through a male. Are you with me? وكذلك البنون وبنوهم وكذلك البنون وبنوهم. Likewise the sons of the deceased and their own sons, that is the grandsons, the asawa. وحكم العاصب, is that the rule of the asib? أن يأخذ المال كله إذا انفرج. The ruling of the one that is called Asib is to take the whole bequest, the whole property, if he is alone. That is, no ashab al-furuj, no people to join in what? In sharing. He is the only one. And since he is Asib, he will take everything. وإن كان ما أصيب فرج, if the side of somebody that has a share, maybe a mother, maybe a daughter like that, a sister, so that is a sister of the deceased, a daughter of the deceased, a mother of the deceased. If you have people like this, a wife of the deceased, so the asib will not take everything. We only take what is left after the people of Furud have taken their Furud. Al-Ikul Fara'idha bi'alihi, bi'aliha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said what? Give the Fara'id, the shares, to those who are their owner. Fama abqat al-Fara'id, whatever is left, fal-awla rajulin zaka, should be given to the closest male. وَإِذَا تَغْرَقَتِ الْفُرُودُ تَرْكَى لَمْ يَبْقَ لِلْعَاصِبِ شَيْءٍ. If the furud, the shares, have covered everything, have taken everything, then the asib has nothing. The asib has nothing. So there are situations like that. Now there is no arm. We said the father of the deceased is an asib, correct? Eh? Is there a situation where the father of the deceased will have nothing? No situation. Unless if he has been prevented by one of the mawani'ul irth, maybe he's a kafir. Or maybe he's a killer. Or maybe he has been taken as a slave. So apart from this, Nothing can prevent the father from not from inheriting completely. No. So when they say the asim will have nothing, if the furud has been covered, it's not applicable to the father. And before the father, it's not applicable to the son. It's not applicable to the son. When we say an asim, if nothing is left, the asim will not take anything. This is not applicable to the son. Are you with me? So it's not applicable to the son. But it may be applicable to some people apart from the father and the son. Take for instance, if you have a paternal brother and you have a full brother is going to be dropped. So the paternal brother is going to be dropped because of what? The presence of the full brother. And if you have a son and a full brother, the full brother is going to be dropped because of the presence of the son. Are you with me? So, if there is nothing to inherit, so these people will be dropped. So they may be dropped. So the Sheikh says, وَإِذَا اسْتَغْرَقَ الْفُرُودُ الْكَمْكَ لَمْ يَبْقَ لِلْعَاصِ بِشَيْءٍ وَلَا يُمْكِنْ أَنْ تَسْتَغْرِقَ مَا الصُّلْبُ وَلَا مَا الْأَبْ. Is that clear? So the furud cannot be exhausted to the extent that the son or the father will not have anything. Others may be affected. And even others that are affected, other asoba that are affected, is because of what? There are asoba before them. There are asoba before them. Are you with me? وَإِنْ وُجِدَ عَاصِبَانِ فَأَكْثَرْ فَجِهَاتُ الْعُصُوبَ عَلَى التَّرْتِيبِ الْآتِي. If you have two asim or more, فَجِهَاتُ الْعُصُوبَ عَلَى التَّرْتِيبِ الْآتِي. So the jihatul usuba will be in the following. You all know this before. We have what? Al-Bunuwa. Al-Bunuwa. Sonship is the first. Followed by what? Summa ubuwa, then fathership. Summa ukhuwa, then brotherhood or brothership, so to say. Ubanuhum, and what? And their sons. Summa a'mamun, ubanuhum, then the uncles, that is the full uncles or the paternal uncles, Obanuhum and their children. Summa al-wala, then the one who has set one free from what? From bondage, so to say. Somebody is a slave. The one who has set him free, who has set him from slavery. So such a person is also asoba. Wa huwa al-mu'tiq. Wa asobatuhu al-muta'assibuna li anfusihim. And his own asabat that are muta'assibuna li anfusihim, meaning what? The male children of the mu'tiq. Fa yuqaddamu minhum al-aqrabu jihatan. So the one that is closer jihatan in terms of sight. Now, this, we have the son, we have the father, we have the brother, we have the uncles. Who is going to inherit what is left? The son. So the father will only go and pick his one-sixth because of the presence of the son. So it can't be an asim. Why? Because the son is closer. The son is what? It's closer. How is this clear? That is the jia of the son, the side of the son is what is closer to the side of the father. So we have a father and a brother, a full brother and a father. Who is going to take what is left of the bequest? The father. Because the father, in terms of sight, is closer to the deceased than the brother. Are you with me? The brother, and the full brother, and the paternal brother. The full brother and the paternal brother, they are alive. As Arasivani, who is going to take prisoners? The full brother. Now, we have the paternal brother and the paternal brother and the son of the full brother. They are alive. Somebody dies, he leaves behind the full brother, sorry, the paternal brother and the son of the full brother. Who comes first? If you say the paternal brother, why the paternal brother? If you say the son of the full brother, why the son of the full brother? Why the son of the full brother coming before the paternal brother? So if you look at, okay, this is the full brother, this is the paternal brother. They are on the same level. But the full brother is closer. In that watch is stronger because he's connected to the disease with two persons, father and mother. But the paternal brother is connected to the disease through the father. So and that's why you give precedence to the full brother over the paternal brother. Now we are having a paternal brother and the son of the full brother. So who should we give preference? The paternal brother. Can't we say the son of the brother? The son of the full brother? If you say the son of the full brother, why? If you say the paternal brother, why? That is his own father, which is the brother to the paternal brother, is what? Is stronger than the... So because of that, you are putting his son in his watch. In his place. Eh? But the paternal brother is closer in terms of rank. In terms of rank. So in this case, you are going to put the paternal brother above the son of the full brother. Because it's closer. It's closer in terms of rank. Though this one may be stronger in terms of the connection. But in terms of rank, this one is higher. How this is clear? So we are going to... Now we have the son of the full brother and the son of the paternal brother. The son of the full brother. Because both of them are on the same level. But this one is what? Is stronger. Because he's connected and he's through to...
That one is not to father... And the father, when father is no more, and the father has the brother, you know, automatically when father is no more, the grandfather will take the position of the stepping. So compared to the one we just said to now, the paternal brother and the son of the full brother. So when the son of the full brother, when the full brother is no more, why can't the son of the full brother replace as it happened? In the father, grandfather, father's
Now the grandfather, in the case of the grandfather has a father, the direct father before before him, then we have the deceased. He has the father, the direct father before him, then the deceased. The full brother has what? The father and the deceased. The paternal brother also has the father and the deceased. Are you with me? The grandfather has the father, then the deceased, the direct father. The grandfather has the direct father, then the deceased. The full brother or the paternal brother has the father, then the deceased. So both the grandfather and the brother, they both have what? The father, then the deceased. So your analogy is not It doesn't go the way you put it. Zikler, however, majority of the scholars, they are of the opinion that when we are talking about the father, we don't put the grandfather in place of the father in all situations. It is only in the situation where there are no full brother or paternal brothers. If there are full brothers or paternal brothers, the full brothers and the grandfather are coming towards to share. Are you with me? In a situation where you have the grandfather alone, then it takes the position of the father straight away. But in a situation where there are a full brother or paternal brother, the grandfather will not take ta'asib. He can take 160, just like the father will take. But he and the brothers, the paternal or full brothers, will come together to watch, to share. This is what majority of the scholars are upon. However, there is a view that no, the grandfather is like the father. So, and this is the view of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, and many other scholars, that the father, the grandfather, will take the place of the father in terms of what inheriting 1/6 and in terms of taking what is left. So he's going to block the brothers the way the father would block them. Are you with me? He'll block the brothers the way the father would block them. So how that is clear? The one that is in operation is that grandfather blocks the half and the full brothers. It blocks them. That's what is in operation. In fact, when you are reading some books, some explanation of the scholars on Miras, they won't go to that of the majority. That's why that is what majority are upon. Because it's too clumsy somehow. And scholars will tell you that once you have too many difficulties in something, shows it's not correct. The one that is easier to understand is most likely the correct view. But if you have too many explanation details in the position contrary to the other position, some scholars know the Sharia is something that is very simple to operate, not these details. So, because it has some details, that's why some scholars just throw it away. That no, it is easy. Let the father occupy the position, or the grandfather occupy the position of the father. And this, wallahu alam, is the more correct opinion. So the uncles, the paternal uncles, the full uncles, they will be treated the same way. Their own sons like that as well. So you consider the side first. Then when you are looking, after you have looked at the side, you look at what? The daraja, the rank. Then look at what? The kuwa. And that's why it is important, just try to get it like that. Jim Dal Kof. Jiha, Daraja, and what? Kuwa. So this is the way you go about Ta'asib. This is the way you go about Ta'asib. So all the men that are mentioned with respect to inheritance, they are what? Asabatun. They are what? Asabatun bin nafs. They are asabat. To the exception of the Zawj, the husband is Saibu Farj. only takes his own share, which is either half or one fourth. And who? A maternal brother. So who also takes his own share of one sixth? And if there are more than one, they take one third. Are you with me? The full brother and the paternal brother, did they block the maternal brother? Can a full brother block the maternal brother? Why? The full brother cannot block the maternal brother. The maternal brother is what is sahib al-fard, the one that is going to take what? The full brother can block him. The one that can block him is the son or the daughter of the deceased. Likewise, the father of the deceased can block him. But the full brother and the paternal brother, they can't block him. So he will take his own one third. And that's why there is a case of somebody who dies and he leaves behind a maternal brother and some other people. So they are tabul furud. If taken, they are furud. Then they also have full brother. They have what? He also left behind full brother. So when all the ashabul furud, they took their share, the maternal brother took his own share too. The full brother said, why is he taking and we are not taking anything? Are you with me? There's nothing left for the full brother to take. You know, they are ashabul furud. And they are what? Ashabul ta'asib. They'll take what is left. And when they look at what is on ground, everything has been what? Has been shared, has been cleared. There is nothing left for the full brother to take. It was said that it was during the time of Umar the Lion. They said to Umar that, okay, we are full brother, Abi. And they are what? Maternal brothers. So they are taking or not taking. What is our own sin? Okay, let's take our father, that our father is told. That is our father. Let's throw our father away. What do we have left? We have the same mother now. Are you with me? Their own mother is our own mother. Only that what? We have something additional, which is what? The father of the deceased is our own father, but not their own father. So if they are now taking one third, for instance, because they are what? They are more than one, and that is their own share. So why should we be exempted from taking anything when we have the same mother? Only that we are better than them, that what? We have the same father with the deceased. So it was said that Umar said, okay, if that is the case, you share it together, all of you, both them and you, you share it equally. So, and this is what they call al-musharraka. So, inshallah, we are still going to talk about that. But some scholars are of the opinion that they will be dropped based on what the principle, if nothing is left for the answer will be dropped, since it has been cleared. So it is only the father and the son that cannot be dropped, as the author has said. So this is called what? Al-Musharraka. That is, okay, instead of they going away with it to share it equally among themselves, you can also join them, so that all of you will share it equally. So the presence of the full brother cannot drop the maternal brother, no. It is only the presence of the father and the presence of the son or daughter that can drop the... All these things are important that you take note of them. The issue of miras is very confusing. Very confusing. So you go through it, go through it, go through it, go through it. So inshallah we stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك